GOP Rep. Rogers, the economy is going to roar back by fall. By Jeff Poor on March 27, 2020. For many, the economic fallout from the coronavirus pandemic outweighs the threat of the actual personal health impact of the virus itself. Addressing that concern was the goal of Congress, according to Representative Mike Rogers, RL, the ranking Republican on the House Homeland Security Committee. In an interview that aired on Huntsville, Alabama Radio's WVNN, Rogers laid out the aspects of the legislation, which lends aid to those adversely impacted by measures taken by government to limit the spread of the virus. For that, Rogers likened some of the elements of the bill to eminent domain. Given the government was mandating that some private businesses cease operations in the name of public safety. The whole point of this is to try to make people whole to the extent possible, he explained. The way I want your listeners to think of this is like eminent domain. You know, if the government comes in and says we've got to take your land to put an interstate highway through here, they then have an obligation to pay you the fair market value of the land they took from you. Well, what's basically happened with a lot of these orders and state governments is you have to close your business down. And you can't take in customers, whether it's in your dental practice or in your restaurant. The government, in an effort to keep you safe, has taken away your livelihood, Rogers added. And what we're trying to do is give you fair compensation for that by offering these loan programs, which can turn into grants if, in fact, you adhere to the requirements. Ultimately, Rogers said he expects to get through this rough patch, and before long, the economy would make a comeback. I think there's going to be so much pent-up desire to get out and do something, produce and spend that the economy is going to roar back by fall, Rogers said. For example, the travel industry, folks, after being cooped up in their house with this home restriction, I think are going to be dying to go to the beach and get on a plane and travel around the world, he continued. So, I think you're going to see things really bounce back. I'm very confident of that. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.